Loose Man in the Morning. It's the Kix Morning Show. I have special guests back once again from Ocean Shores, the local theater out there, which is Show West. Am I getting that right? Pamela? Is it Show West?
Stage West.
Thank you. I was close. Stage West. I'm looking all over the thing you just gave me. I couldn't find. There it is. Stage West. But the local theater group in Ocean Shores, they do lots of great things out there, lots of great plays. And you've got a play coming up that you're ready to unleash on the residents of the harbor.
Ready to unleash. I love that term because that's exactly what's going to happen. It's Miss Abigail's Guide to Dating, Mating, and Marriage.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Is it adult in nature?
You see on that poster, it does say, may not be suitable for ages 16 and under. Okay. So we don't really recommend.
So PG-13?
PG-13-ish up, yeah.
Soft R, maybe? Yeah. Okay.
Or if they are there, they may not understand what we're talking about. Of course, they probably do more than we do.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit, Pam. Now, are you in the play, or did you direct, or... what's your role in this?
I have a really personal relationship with the Miss Abigail Tour Company, which is coming this direction. Yeah. She's been touring the country. This is a talk show kind of format. So I've been working with them to get this all set up for them.
Oh, so this is like a touring thing coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So tell me more about that. That's fascinating.
Well, it is fascinating, isn't it? Yeah. Well, Miss Abigail and her personal assistant and her whole entourage, they've been doing this format all across the country. And so they have made it all the way from Bethesda, Maryland to Ocean Shores, Washington. So we are so excited that they're going to be here. They'll be there the 26th, 27th, and 28th of this month.
Yeah.
And the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of September.
Okay, so you got quite a bit of dates coming up. Mm-hmm. And you brought some people with you. We've got Matt Rowland here and Brandon Butler. And now how are you guys involved with the play? Go ahead, Matt's like, you talk.
He wants me to talk, so. Yeah. I got involved in Stage West. We did a fundraiser for the local Elks in Ocean Shores, and it was a murder mystery dinner thing, really, really fun.
Yeah.
And then I kind of hopped in as, you know, sprucing up their marketing. We redid their website, which you can look at, stagewestos.org.
Okay.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
And I run a marketing company called...
Brandon did that. Yeah. Make sure you give the kudos.
Yes. And I run marketing and media website, seermedia.org. And yeah, we did totally redid their website, social media, working on kind of sprucing them up and, you know, get everybody involved.
Good. Right on. Excellent.
And then her co-star is Matt Rowland.
You're in the play.
Yeah, I am. Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait, are you kind of fibbing, pulling my leg over here a little bit, Pamela? Are you Abigail? You're Miss Abigail, aren't you? I see what's happening here. All right. Tell me a little bit about what your role is in here, Matt. You had me going for a second, too. I thought there was a real touring company. Okay, all right, fine.
Well, I play the hopeless romantic assistant to Miss Abigail, who is just desperately trying to get her to notice him. Throughout the entirety
her
of
to play. Notice you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Miss Abigail, she's like your squeeze. You want her to be your main squeeze.
Yeah, I want her to be my main squeeze, but she doesn't even, she won't squeeze me, you know.
you're nothing to her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just a piece of eye candy.
She doesn't maybe see you that way.
You know, she doesn't see me really at all. It's just more like I'm there half the time. But that's why I work so hard to make her notice me, you know.
And, I guess we have to wait to see if it actually ends up working or not, but it sounds like a fun play. Now, how many people, what's the cast of characters? How many characters are in the play, Pamela?
Just two.
Just two. So it's just the two of you?
Yeah.
There's the third person, technically, but you don't see them.
Okay.
But they're there. They're there.
You
get to
see a hand? Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. But... not only is it just the two of us, it's our audience, because this is a talk show.
Okay.
So think Ellen DeGeneres.
You're kind of doing like a television talk show.
Absolutely.
And the audience is your studio audience.
Yes.
For your television talk show.
And we have games and prizes and all kinds of techniques to show everyone.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. Now, where do you guys do your plays? Where do you perform them at? At Ocean Shores, at the Lions Club?
At the Lions Club, yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's where we will be.
And that is 832 Ocean Shores Boulevard Northwest. How does somebody get tickets for this?
They can go to our website, stagewestos.org.
Okay.
And purchase them online. Or they can go in Ocean Shores to Dusty Trunk or Mocha Madness. And there will, or there may, I can't guarantee this, but there may be tickets at the door.
Okay. If there's some left, you know.
If there's some
left.
You
don't want to chance that. You want to go get them ahead of time.
Not
you don't want to chance that.
I would get tickets ahead of time.
All right. Performances are coming up. Is that this Friday and Saturday?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. which would be September? August 26th through September 4th. There it is. There are the dates. I found them. August 26th through September 4th, and it'll be Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock, doors open at 6:30, Sunday, 2 p.m., doors open at 1:30. All right, excellent. Well, it looks like sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I would like to come see this thing myself. A hilarious new comedy, Miss Abigail's Guide to Dating, Mating, and Marriage. May not be suitable for ages 16 and under. Check it out. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on by and talking it up. Go out and see it. Whether you're in the Ocean Shores area or not, it's not that far to drive to Ocean Shores to see a good piece of theater.
Absolutely not. And we've got restaurants. We've got all kinds of things out there.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, guys, for stopping on by. It's 8:47 at the Kix Morning Show.